So we have local legal regulations. And there's basically all countries have their own legal regulations, don't they? They have their own laws. And they will cover as well their financial statements. Now, you're not going to be examined on those. What you're going to be examined on is accounting standards. And many countries have their own accounting standards. But what we're going to focus on now is the international accounting standards. And the international accounting standards are created by the International Accounting Standards Board, the IASB. Okay, so the IASB, what they do is they create what's known as IFRSs, the International Financial Reporting Standards. Okay, the older ones of them are called IASs, International Accounting Standards. But the international standards basically are made by the IASB. They're called IFRSs, the new ones, the old ones are called IASs. And they just go through a due process that involves accountants, financial analysts, stock exchanges. Everybody gets together and says, right, what are the, how should we deal with the key principles? And we're going to have a look at the key principles in this exam, but only on a few of the accounting standards, IAS 1, IAS 2, 16, 37, and IFRS 15. Don't worry what they are yet. I'm going to take you through everything that you need to know.